on Saturday. Can you tell where my mind is already?
You ready to get out of here.
It's going to be 80 degrees, y'all. So I love y'all, but you know how my mind be. Your girl Poe with Midday Shenanigans on WPGC 95.5. Been telling you all morning that we have a special guest in the village visiting from another tribe. Sort of, kind of. He's from here, so he can't really claim that. Hello, sir.
What's up? What's going on?
Can y'all guess that voice?
What up, y'all? Y'all know who it is. No, y'all don't. I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah. That's Lonzo in the building.
What's up, y'all? What's up, DC?
Now, let me tell you, BroccoliCon actually kicks off today, technically. I know when everybody thinks Broccoli City, they think this amazing concert on Saturday, all kinds of goodies and things, because we are in DC. Broccoli, you get that too. Got it. One of the best parts I think about when I think about Broccoli City is BroccoliCon, and it is the events that will happen today and tomorrow throughout the day. That make me super excited.
Right.
And I like the fact that you're using your celebrity for super good and being a part of the Toyota Green Initiative.
Yep.
Which is in partnership with Broccoli City. So for those who didn't even know that this even existed, what is that partnership about and why is it important?
Okay, so the Toyota Green Initiative focuses around addressing the problem of food deserts in underserviced communities. So we partner with HBCUs around the country, as well as different local community farms. And, you know, we help them both through getting volunteers, through financial partnerships, and through sweat equity. You know, we'll actually go out there, grab some shovels, grab some wheelbarrows, and get to work and help create an environment where people can have good food to eat in their local neighborhoods, regardless of food deserts or not, and not just have food to eat, but learn how to turn it into an economic standpoint.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I live in Southeast Congress Heights, and it's considered a food desert. We have one market, like one. Everything else, liquor store, corner store situation. So I love that this is what we're doing to change that. Environmental improvement, we all need that. And then really focusing and attacking social displacement.
Totally.
So before we get into, there are millions of topics that I can pick your brain about. Let's stay on task. About,
I threw a lot out there.
Yes, you did. Let's go with what's actually happening tonight at the Google DC offices. If you've never been at our office, the office is so freaking dope.
Yep.
So tonight it is the Toyota and Broccoli City. Y'all are going to discuss environmental gentrification and its impact on African-American communities.
100%. So, you know, I mean, obviously, we're no strangers to gentrification.
No, we are not.
And what that does to, you know, the local businesses and the local community, and how that displaces, you know, so many people who have known your community for many, many years and generationally to be one way. And then all of a sudden now it's some way and you feel like you're no longer included or you're no longer included. I had an opportunity to get involved in this type of conversation working with a local solar company called Volt Energy, who are my boys. They graduated from Howard University, black owned. And one thing that we addressed during the Obama years and the White House was environmental equity.
Ooh, I like that. Environmental equity. Okay, Les, tell the village more.
You know, we start developing all these green initiatives and green movements. We cannot let underserviced communities not participate either. We cannot bring that technology and the benefits of that
to the underserved communities, which is what I think a lot of people's arguments are. We're here for the change. We just want to be a part of it, or we always going
to
be...
They'll continue to be underserved.
Right.
You know, and the same thing goes with the green movement and gentrification and how as we have this conversation of healthier and greener living, we cannot forget that that should be for all people, regardless of your social and economic status.
And I want you to know, Village, before you think, oh, Toyota Green Initiative just popped out because Broccoli City doing so well. Oh, no, 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 no. This was launched back in 2010.
Yeah.
8 years ago, they were trying to help us be greater and set us up for success. And you could put your voice, Lynn, your celebrity, your face to anything, but you are not just, hey, I'm in town. You're actually a coalition member, which means he'd be out there with his shirt off with them shovels, y'all. But you are really a part of this work.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the pleasure to go to North Carolina, to go to Houston, to go to a bunch of different cities where we basically go into our community, into our neighborhoods, work with HBCUs around the country, not just here in D.C., but, you know, a TCU and support the SWAC conference down in Texas, the CIAA down in North Carolina. So Toyota Green Initiative is present, you know, in all of our communities, whether it be through HBCU or through community gardens. And our goal is to use both our muscles and our celebrity and our platforms to bring attention to an area of need.
I think I love how it's empowering young folks of color to be like, I'm going to be a change maker, whether you're ready for me to be one or not. And I just found out, what, since 2016, y'all have revitalized, I want to say, 8 community gardens?
We've had over 500 volunteers since then, and it had, 8 community gardens, and growing.
As it should.
You know, like, our goal is to be able to really turn this into a way for African Americans to also create commerce. I mean, we all know when we go into a juice store, them juices are $8 for some, you know, for some vegetables in a glass.
And when you pay that $8, are those proceeds coming back to you and your community, or paying for somebody's trip to wherever, whomever? You know what I'm saying?
You know, this is an economy that we should all be able to participate in and flourish in. And at the same time, it's helping us out. You know what I mean? Growing up in D.C., we had corner stores. Like, I was eating chips and Kool-Aid for breakfast.
On the way to school, Buttercrunch cookies, chocolate milk.
Man, listen, Cheetos and Doritos were, you know, that was to me a healthy snack, you know. Through this initiative, we want to teach kids an alternative to being healthy, and but also provide it, you know, because you can learn all you want, but if it ain't available in your community, what you going to do?
Keep suffering.
You're going to eat what's available. And so that's where I feel like we're really making the biggest change.
NC Village, that connects to why we're at the top of the list for everything that's going to kill us. It starts, and this is where it starts. So again, tonight, Google DC offices. You please, please get there. I know.
5:45 p.m.
The sunlight is calling your name, but so should being a part of what's going to make our villages the magical kingdoms they're supposed to be. Go to a happy hour at 3:30, 4 o'clock,
right,
and then still make your way to be a part of the discussion. Google DC at the Environmental Gentrification and Its Impact on African-American Communities panel. And you're not alone. You have Amanda Seals with
you. Amanda Seals is going to be moderating, and she's going to hold down the fort. Love her comedy, love her acting, love her voice. You know, we need strong Black women to continue to speak fearlessly. And as a Black man, you know, seeing Black women really take the charge in every capacity. I'm talking about from writing, directing, producing in Hollywood. And they're giving us jobs.
We are magical.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
we magical.
We got a new saying. Behind every strong Black woman, there's about 10 strong Black men saying thank you. You know
You're
what I'm
welcome.
Saying? And supporting you and fighting to fight together. And that's how it's supposed to be. So it's beautiful right now. And she's definitely one of the emerging new voices that are really not only speaking up for causes, but also supporting a movement that we're all a part of.
Hey, I got thug tears. Come hug me. Village tonight, 5:45. Can we make a village family date? Hang out with Amanda Lazalonza. We going to learn.
Yes, we are.
Google DC offices.
And we going to get lit, too. We going to have some fun up in there.
Okay, see, I wasn't going to add that part, but now that he has.
Come on now.
Village, I already know you want to be in the building, so go ahead, register now at bcfestival.com. You can also check out the other panels and what's going on for BroccoliCon today and tomorrow, as well as Saturday. Come be a part of the party and the change that I think we all want to see. Laz, I can't thank you enough for stopping through. Yeah, he part of the DMV tribe, folks. I tell you, our village is awesome.
My pleasure.
Yes! Black Boy Joy, Black Girl Magic right here. Alongside Broccoli City, the Toyota Green Initiative, this is what we do, village, is Midday Shenanigans. Your girl Poet, WPGC 95.5.